This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
4.5 days, but this is the one I was so looking forward because I'm with the people that I really love and respect. We love and respect you. This is what you're doing, the service you do for your country. You keep us safe. There is no more important profession. And I.
Yeah, President Trump there speaking overseas in Qatar this morning to U.S. troops before he left the country. And he gave a long, wide-ranging speech talking about the deals he struck while he was there. Let's get to Jim Talon. All right, former Missouri Senator Talent on the phone with us right now. Jim, I don't know if you got to hear any of that, but certainly you've been watching this trip. What's your takeaway from it?
President's had a pretty good week. I mean, I could go through the whole thing, India, Pakistan, you know, the China deal. He's the main purpose of this, or the stated purpose of it, was to get investment in the United States, particularly in the industrial base. So he got a $140 billion commitment to buy American arms, which is really good for the defense industrial base. Got our buying our planes. The broader purpose, I think, was to use the American narrative to strengthen the coalition he's building in the Middle East. So whereas Reagan used freedom and human rights in the Gulf War, in the Cold War, Trump is using the narrative of opportunity and prosperity to solidify our connections with these countries. And it's particularly effective as a counter to the Chinese narrative. So there's a lot work because the Chinese say to these to the Middle Eastern countries and the global South, hey, you know, we'll help you build infrastructure. But of course, then they get them in debt traps and all that. So there's a lot working here. It was a very successful trip. And I think we're going to see, I'm hopeful, you know, you never know with the Middle East, but I think we're going to see an era of Middle Eastern stability. And the Syria trip was especially interesting, if you want to get into that.
What do you think about this offer from Qatar to give the DOJ the jet? Because there's been some pushback even from Republicans saying, you know, why should we trust this? This could be bugged. It could be the Trojan horse.
Yeah, they're giving it to the Department of Defense. We've received aircraft like this before. It's going to be modified by American contractors. I'm not particularly concerned. I don't see it as that big a deal, Kim, to be honest with you. I mean, Qatar is like Turkey. They're a country that you have to deal with. I mean, our biggest military base in the Middle East is in Qatar, Al Udeid Air Force Base. So we want them working for us to the extent possible, and then we want to use our influence to try and cut off some of their funding for these radical groups.
Yeah. So speaking of their influence on us, you know who Ben Shapiro is, Jim?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want to get Ethan to play this soundbite and get you to respond to it, because he is not a fan of Qatar or the Saudi Arabian royal family. Go to cut two, please.
And you are comparing the spending of China, over a billion people, with the spending of Qatar, 2.6 million people. You have to ask yourself, why is Qatar spending that amount of money on, say, American universities? And if what they're doing in American universities is subsidizing the kind of radicalism that we've seen at American universities, wouldn't that also be their purpose when they are giving gifts to the Department of Defense or to the Trump Presidential Library, or when they are spending an enormous amount of money on a bunch of business dealings that are meant to infiltrate the United States? Qatar, I think, is not to be trusted in the same way as, for example, the Saudi royal family.
Any thoughts on that, Jim?
Yeah, I don't trust the Qataris either. They're a presence whom we have to deal with. And as for giving gifts to the Department of Defense, I think one of the things Trump has done is by putting himself at the center of world events, he's put the United States at the center of world events. He understands the enormous reservoir of power we have. And he's created a situation where everybody around the world, all these other leaders, are asking themselves, what can we do to get the United States to look favorably upon us? And I think these things happen without us really having to do anything for it. The release of Edan Alexander is another example. We're conducting these negotiations with Iran, and I think Iran and Hamas arranged to do this in the hope that we might do some of the things they want. But that doesn't mean we're going to do them.
Right.
And so I would say to Ben, if I was talking to him, let's wait and see how all this ends up. I think it's going to end up with a Syrian normalization with Israel, probably Saudi Arabia as well, the destruction of Iran's nuclear capability and stability in Gaza with the Israelis occupying the northern part of the Strip. In other words, a vastly more stabilized and peaceful Middle East. It'll never be entirely peaceful, but I think we're moving towards a good result. But look, I mean, Trump is a decisive actor. He has a good plan. He's executing it. If it doesn't work, he's going to be open to criticism. I mean, that's his name's on the door, right? But I'm willing to give him some running room.
It's true. Are you excited at all? We're talking to former Senator Jim Talent. Are you excited at all about what you've seen in this reconciliation bill, or do you have any concerns there?
Yeah, I'm very excited. I'm hopeful that they can pass it. I mean, I would, if you put a gun to my head, I guess that they will. I think it's going, the tax cuts and the certainty that go with it, I think are going to be very good for the economy. Inflation is now down. So if we strengthen the economy and we get demand up and investment up, I expect it to do very well. And they've got to get it done. And they have like a 4-vote majority in the House. And then, of course, the Senate's the Senate. But Johnson is navigating point to point, is the way I put it. In other words, he's not looking any further than the next step, because he's got to focus so hard on getting, you know, every step accomplished.
Yep, that's a great
and
point.
And it gives me a chance to say, Mark, real quickly, I know people are impatient. They want the Congress to be backing up the president on some of this regulatory and immigration stuff. But they're focused on the right thing, on the thing Trump wants them to focus on, which is getting this bill done. They have to do that before they can do anything else.
Yep, point taken. Jim, we appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.